I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, you might think it's hard to get more off the beaten path than Antarctica. Although it may sound harsh and inhospitable, Antarctica's summer season takes place during our winter, between November and March. And it's not as cold as you might think, and best of all, you get about 23 hours of daylight at that time of the year. Now, if you need creature comforts, there are specialized nature cruises at the South Pole, with companies like Lindblad and Abercrombie & Kent. They're not cheap, but you'll see plenty of glacial landscape, along with incredible wildlife like blue whales and emperor penguins. Or you can try an adventure cruise from Quark Expeditions that combines sightseeing with activities like mountain climbing and canoeing, along with an expert guide, of course. And most people never think of island hopping in the South Pole, but you can actually do that on the Falkland Islands. This archipelago is known for its easy access to wildlife, including the largest albatross colony in the world. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.